massive. You know, everyone knows that. You look at the division, you look at the three games that are coming up, one of them's a rearranged one, so it's a fantastic opportunity for us to get points on the board. We've got to embrace the challenge and take every game as it comes, give it our best shot and try and amass as many points as we possibly can. And I think if we do have a good return, with the league being as tight as it is, we can shoot right up the division, and obviously that's what we want to do.
Could it be pivotal? You've got a bit of a cushion already, but if you could add a large number of points in this week, could that make all the difference?
Yeah, again, you can look at other teams' games and say that's a tough game and that's a tough game, but at the end of the day, this stage of the season, you don't know what's going to happen around the country. You've just got to make sure that you get your own house in order and get the points that you need. Yeah, we've got a decent enough cushion at the minute. Paul Vale getting a point the other day has just took us down a place, but the division's that tight. You know, we've got a couple of games in hand on one or two teams. We've got a game in hand on others. The 2 points that we dropped at Crawley, well, that could have had us right on level terms with Yeovil at the top of this little mini league that we find ourselves in. So it is a big week for us, but it's the game, it's football. That's why you're in it. You know, you've got to embrace the challenges. You've got to come out fighting. You know, there's been a lot of hard work going on behind the scenes on the football pitch throughout the time that I've been here, and we find ourselves in a position now that we don't want to be in, but it's in our hands. We've got to make sure that we get the points, and as you say, it is a pivotal three games, because if you can get that momentum and you can get the points on the board, you know, in a week's time, the pitch can look very, very healthy for us, you know, and it takes that bit of pressure off and we can all enjoy the running. If we don't, on the flip side, it could become a little bit worse than what it is at the moment, and teams can pick up points on you and close the gap. So, as I say, we can look up and down the country at what other clubs are doing, but at the end of the day, it's about ourselves getting our own house in order, coming out fighting Saturday first and foremost against the next side that's going for promotion, and embrace it and give it our best shot.
The goal clearly is staying in the division. What does Football League safety mean to Morecambe, to the people of the town, and to you personally?
Massive for everyone. You know, when I first signed for the club 16 years ago, it was it was the first time it was going full time. We had a couple of setbacks getting into the division. We worked extremely hard, and obviously the Wembley day and getting into the Football League, and since then we've done absolutely brilliant to be where we are. You know, a lot of people I speak to in the game say a club like Morecambe, to be fair to them, shouldn't really be in the Football League. If you throw everything into the pot, playing budget, backroom staff, training facilities, average attendance, ambition, everything that's gone on over the last couple of years, it's been very difficult for us, but it's big for the town, you know, local businesses, you know, to have a Football League club. It's big for the players. Obviously, we don't want it on our CV of being relegated, so it's massive for all concerned. And as I say, there's a lot of work going on, and we owe it to everyone to embrace the challenge and come out fighting and make sure that we do our utmost to get the points on the board. Hopefully, sooner rather than later, that we'll retain our league status. That's what it's all about.
When you celebrated that promotion at Wembley, it's the same prize, isn't it, for staying in the division every year? It is that league status and that prestige that it brings and everything that it brings. Do you have to appreciate it while you've got it?
Definitely, yeah. For a club of our size and what we've got, it's been difficult. You know, when I took over, we'd just come off, I think we were fourth from bottom when I first took over, and we've had a few problems over the last few years, as we know about, and the ambition has been very changed, so to speak, with regards to where we see ourselves, and we've had an awful lot of stuff go on, but for us to stay in the league is a big achievement. You know, I'm not setting out at the start of the year to say, like, let's just stay up, because that's not me. We want to do well and we want to get into the positions and, you know, further up the division and push for the top half and playoffs, etc. But we find ourselves where we are at the moment, and we're doing our utmost to make sure that we stay where we are. As you say, that day in May when we got promoted was a fantastic achievement by all concerned, everyone connected with the football club, and we've got a big run in now, and the rewards are massive to stay in the Football League, and hopefully our off-field problems will sort themselves out with regards to ownership, investments, etc., which can give us the injection that we need, like any club needs. And I use Accrington as a great example of how it's been done. You know, haven't thrown loads of money at it, but they've got ambition now, and they've got a new owner and investment, and they're looking very positive, and the future's bright on and off the field, and fair play to them, they've done it, you know, correctly. I'm not a believer of throwing thousands and thousands of pounds at it. I think they've done really well, developed players, you know, sold players on, got a good team spirit, you know, good side. things are happening for them off the pitch, and that's exactly where I want to see our football club go. But you know, you do need that investment to get there, and hopefully we can stay in the Football League and things will develop for us off the field, which will put us on a little bit of a better foot and going into the next season a little bit more ambition and a little bit more positivity in the future year or years to come.
When you've got to deal with everything football throws at you, not just out on the pitch, but all the other stuff off the field as well, is there any substitute for experience? Yourself and Paul Tisdale, two of the longest-serving managers in the Football League, I guess there's a reason for that.
Yeah, you do. You need everything. You need, you know, I have a little saying that you need all different ingredients to make a good soup. It's no good having loads of experience and no youthful enthusiasm. And likewise, you know, you can't have a load of youthful players who are all buzzing around without that calm and head on the field, off the field or whatever. So I think we've got a decent blend, and you do need the experience. We've been in this position before. We know what's expected. As I said previously, you can't look too far at other clubs or what they're doing and how you think the results are going to go, because you just can't. You can't predict football the way it is. It's absolute madness. All you can do is put all your efforts into the next game. Don't look too far ahead. Yeah, we've got three games in a week, but the most important game's the next game, and that's Exeter. All our focus and energies are on that at the moment. We're looking forward to the challenge. We might be catching them at a good time. They haven't won in a few themselves. They're under a little bit of pressure because of going for a promotion. They've dropped a couple of home points. You know, we went to watch them on Tuesday. It's a long slip up for them, another game, so maybe we have the edge with energy. But as I say, we're looking forward to the game. It'll be a tough game. We'll respect them. We are a good side. But come out fighting and get the points that we need.